Good morning. What a beautiful, exuberant day. This morning when I woke up, I was trying to receive something last night before I went to bed, and I just wasn't inspired at all. Wasn't inspired about anything, and I thought, well, I'll just wait, because many times that happens. So when I awakened this morning, about 5:45, I heard something good is going to happen today. Well, I thought it was the song. There is a song, Something Good is Going to Happen Today. So I got up, went straight to the computer, and I know that Bill Gaither wrote this song. Well, the words didn't fit. So I thought, no, it's not the song. Then I heard the call. So I go to the computer and I go, there's a song called The Call. I know I've heard it, but I don't know what it's about. I've heard it. Nope, didn't fit. What I realized, Spirit was trying to tell me, something wonderful is going to happen today. Imaja is going to be here. You see, sometimes we have to understand what we're receiving, too. But, too, I was impressed with We Are the World. And Stan goes, oh, you sang that lesson. I said, no, we didn't. Yes, we did. No, we didn't. We sang something else. I can't remember what it was, but we changed it. But, you know, in there it's talking about the call of humanity and the call that we're all one, the call of love. And to my amazement, my daughter called me a couple of days ago and said it's the 30th anniversary of that song. And I thought, it's been 30 years already? And look at all the changes. Look at all of the changes that have come about in goodness, in thinking, in love and openness about we are all one just since that song was written. People, it's like an awakening song. It's an awakening song for everyone. And it's not just metaphysicians who are awakening at this time. We had a gorgeous wedding in here on Friday. And the bride was quite educated on the awakening of love process, of the fact that we're all one and we love each other in spite of race, in spite of religion. You see, people who are listening to a certain call within them are awakening in humble love. It's not the ego. It's not the ego that says you're beautiful. It's that wonderful God essence within us that's speaking to us, that God essence out there speaking to us, that we're beautiful. It's our right. It's our privilege. It's an energy. It's a love essence that allows us to be more than what we thought we were before. I have to thank you, Imaja and Roy, and she wrote that song. Now, when we're talking about the call, she has a call. She has a call and she writes songs. Aren't you excited? Don't you want to hear more? She has lots of other callings. What would have happened today if she hadn't answered that call? We'd have had a good day, but it wouldn't have been exuberant and blessed and unexpected like it was today. Thank you too, Roy. He's so very talented too. The secret in life is listening to the call and overcoming our challenges so that we can answer the call to the talents that we already have. You see, we all have secret talents that we've come with. And something somewhere told us, well, I don't know if you ever had this, quote, unquote, have you ever been told as a little child to shut up, sit down, it's not your turn? Well, we're telling you otherwise, that you're something beautiful. There's love within you. And when you have the courage to overcome your challenges, when you give of those talents, you become a sermon in your shoes. Yes. You become a sermon in your shoes. Do you know why? Because when you're able to overcome your challenges and you live in that light and you live in that love, It's that God essence that takes over, but the experiences you've had to get there, all of that comes out in your energy and blesses everyone. All of your experiences come out and blesses everyone. Is that not true? Weren't you all blessed? And so, we might say, well, I don't have any talents. Well, that's your ego. Everybody has a talent. If it's just smiling and saying, God bless you, or bless you. Aren't you blessed when someone tells you, a cashier says, bless you? Or someone says, have a great day? Or someone says, gosh, you've got a great smile and you didn't even know you were smiling. They recognize that. You see, people are awakening to something. They feel a calling. They just maybe not all might not understand what it is. The news media tells us how bad everything is. But go talk to people. They'll tell you how good everything is. They really will. They truly will. It's just, I told in class, the little lady who came to be married. Wonderful. Married her high school sweetheart right here Friday. They were so cute and so loving. Before she left, it just fell out of my mouth. I gave her a kiss and I said, I love you. And she said, I love you too. And people don't say that enough. But the reason I want to tell you that is I needed to hear that today. You know, that's a marvelous talent. People think you have to go to some academy and take music for years, or you have to study to have a talent. The talent that is the greatest of all is that beautiful divine essence that's already there for you that you're willing to share. I had a little grandma, and I know now, I didn't know it then, but I am just certain I know she was inspirational speaking, but she didn't come up here. She spoke from her seat. But I know she was a medium. I didn't recognize it then. But every once in a while we were in a group and she'd call it Get Happy because she'd be inspired with something. And out she'd tell these marvelous stories and we would listen. Where did they come from? But that was a talent of hers. And she loved it. And every once in a while, they'd say, oh, Lily, would you get happy? That's what they called it. They didn't know what to call it. Would you get happy? Tell us a story. Tell us something inspiring. You see, everybody has something positive to give in life if you choose. But the truth of the matter is today, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, and you can prove it to yourself, and we've all proved it to the negative. We can prove it that when you live positive and you think positive, not only do you become a blessing from your inspiration, but you can't give away more than you receive. So those people around you, they're attracted to you, and they start blessing you with their words, with their talent. We've prayed for a long time for musicians around here. Look over here on this side. Wonderful musicians here. And you know, we pray for people who want to come, who really enjoy the church and understand it. And yet things are happening. On Tuesday and yesterday at the class, Roby Wright called me. I'd never talked to her before. Called me from Arlington, Virginia, and told me, I have a calling. I need to experience your chapel. We don't know why, but now we know why. She might be thinking about moving here. Strange thing happened again today, or again this week. I was talking to Mona, and someone clicked in, and I thought it was a bride. It wasn't. It was a member of my brother's church from a long, long time ago. I've never met her, but once every 5 years or so, she'll call me. She's 88 years old, and she said, Connie, I have a calling. I'm coming to your church. I don't know just when, but I'm coming. She said, my dear friend passed away in Lexington, Kentucky, and I'm the executor of her estate. And she said, you know, I'm not sure, but I've been told she left me her car. If it's in good shape, I'm driving down. If not, I'm flying down. Can you pick me up? I said, of course. You know, we have to be open to what's going on. There's a movement all over right now. A movement. People are awakening to something they want to experience, but they're feeling in their heart and in their God minds that there's something they're wanting to give or receive, but they're following their guidance. Do you realize that's the secret? Evening Star used to say, many people are called. Few choose to answer. She said that was a misquote in the Bible. You know, it says few are chosen. She said, no, many, many people are called, but few choose. But in this day and age, it's such a blessing to answer the call to yourself. You're not answering the call to anybody else. It's nothing that's a responsibility. It's nothing that you have to change your life to the negative or say, give up your earthly possessions. That's not what the call is about. The call is about answering the call to your higher self, to that part, that God mind that tells you you're beautiful, you're talented. When you can begin to answer the call, your life becomes a song. Do you realize everything Spirit says in the heaven world has a tone to it and a collar? Well, if the flowers have a tone and a collar, I'm certain we have our own song or tune. I believe that. I believe it matters what we think with our heart as to what our tone sounds like. I want mine to be beautiful, don't you? So answer the call for your own beauty. Give of what you have. And I'm not talking about money. You know, we can all give a penny. We can all give a dollar. We can all go out and work and give. That's wonderful too. Don't get me wrong. But what I'm talking now about is giving the expression of the flower, the God flower that you are. Giving the expression that only you have in all these billions of people and population on this earth plane. Only one of you. Only one light that's yours that vibrates. But the truth of the matter is, when we all start vibrating together, can you imagine the chorus that this earth plane would emanate? Isn't that beautiful to think about? That's what it's all about. It's finding the joy within yourself that is that God self and having the courage to express it without ego. Having the courage to just give and be and have your being in the light of who you are. So God bless you all.